Here's your midday brief for Friday, March 27th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. House lawmakers are debating the roughly $2 trillion stimulus package. They're expected to vote on the measure this afternoon. The bill is the largest economic aid package in history. It's designed to lessen the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. It includes direct payments to American households, as well as expanded unemployment insurance, which would also cover freelance and gig workers. Ahead of the expected vote, U.S. stocks fell in morning trading. By midday, the major U.S. indexes were each down about 3%. The number of worldwide coronavirus cases has now surpassed 500,000. Among those who have tested positive, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. British officials say Johnson went into isolation after experiencing minor symptoms. He'll continue to lead Britain's response to the pandemic. And Harvard, Dartmouth, and the University of Pennsylvania are among the nation's most selective colleges, but they're all increasing their acceptance rates for the coming fall class. The coronavirus has made it harder for schools to ensure they can enroll a full class later this year. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.